beginning of daf mesachtes about the zara daf samach dal they thought Homani Rabbi Kiva, who is the town of the brayzer Rabbi Kiva, and then that would go ahead and support the teaching of Nachman. So it says Pirush, in other words, Afilu Rabbi Kiva, even according to Rabbi Kiva. In other words, the Ilch Rabban L'Chadai, it was going on according to Rabban and Samayir Oikin. Why would you have to say that you could rip it out with him? Afilu Mekayim, and I'm sure they hold even to maintain the climate is permitted. Elotana Oikin, L'Divrei HaKol, the reason why he said to rip it out is to say he's going to everyone, Afilu Rabbi Kiva, even according to Rabbi Kiva, and so to Bechein Reisha. The Reisha, the time that we learn of this Brisa, in Oidrin, that said you cannot go ahead and hold, that's the Divrei HaKol, that's also according to everyone, the other angle. After Rabban, even according to Rabbanan, the Rabbi Kiva, because according to Kiva, this nation say Imakim, you can't even maintain, because you can't even sure you cannot host. So we're saying Lukumra that way and Lukul that way to include everyone in the Brisa. It says at the beginning of the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva says after Makim that even when you maintain climb, Pishbuk and Rashi explains how you maintaining. So Aslam Siyog, the get the Bekaitzim that makes a fence or a boundary with thorns, Kadilakaiman to maintain them. And the Yafa Kivan, Rashi was very well precise when he says that's the prohibition about maintaining with actively maintaining by making a fence. The Perek Beis Demakis on the Chafav and Beis Moichiach. The Gemara proves Rabbi Kiva Islay. Rabbi Kiva holds Lav Sheim B'Maisam. If it's a negative prohibition that there's no action, I mean that passive ain't looking like you don't get lashes. So he wrote that if you want to get lashes, specifically have it be an active maintain. Which like Shapir Shaarach, not the way the Aruch explains Shapir Shaarach, he explains what's the prohibition according to Bekiva of Mekayim maintaining. Bahanocha, the client, the God of Betech Sedeyu, like allowing just the client to continue to grow in this field, he gets lashes. Basically, because he holds Lav Shein B'Maisa Loikin Lav, that Bekiva holds that a negative prohibition that is passive, you would get lashes. Then it says, I'm going to say, Heich So Gedai Tech Lo Heichiach. What's the Gemara thinking to prove? Belekar, regarding the case of ripping it out, that would have been forbidden, if not for the fact that you allowed to minimize the prohibition. The problem would be because, oh, because you want it to be maintained, from him to get his wages for the work he's going to do. From the fact that you know it's prohibited to maintain it. What do you mean? But according to the way they were saying there, he's doing action prohibitedly. He's making the wall. As we said for Rashi, there's no action over here regarding the prohibition. He just wants it. So how are you comparing? No, still, his thought, his intention is making it to action. Why? Because he is doing action at the end, when he actually rips it out. For sure, if he's not ripping it out, if he's not violating anything, since he's not doing any action, that should be recognizable. And this, like the Bachad's on the words that Sharetz a big human that he wants it to be maintained. There has to be some action there. Aval Eikab, when he's ripping it out, Mara Sharetz a b'masha who he shows that he wants it with what it is. Well, Kalchay also, therefore, would be forbidden to Dumla Makayim, then it's similar to the case of maintaining, which is also with an action. Elav, tell me the Mote Tiflef, not for the fact that it's permitted because of minimizing the Issa. Next says, Mata begin the words, the Gemacham, the Rehuda, and Nishma Rebekiv from Yehuda. Yeah, you could still infer what Rebekiv would hold, which says, Tesla, what then? The truth is, the Rebbe Yehuda, ha Yochel Echiach. That we could have proved from Rabbi Yehuda himself, but we wanted to come out with the teaching of Rabbi Kiva that we're talking about. So in other words, you don't have to go Rabbi Yehuda to Rabbi Kiva to Rabbi Nachman. You could have gone straight from Rabbi Yehuda, which proves this point, but Rabbi Kiva was the one that we were talking about, so therefore we wanted to circle back. Next says, Matthew begin the word Zigmara, Mistabi logical is that the monetary value of the Avodah Zarah by a non-Jew is permitted. V'nei Tam says, what's the reason? Kimasha by Zikacham tefes demad this, that we said, Allah that Avodah Zarah captures his money. Mishum Nechsevik, it says in the Pasuk, Yisachem Kamayu. That's the source that we learned out previously, that teaches us, Kol Shat Mahayim Emen Kamayu. The Gemara like the Moshe Naf Nundalma base, because the word B'yi says what you make, and Kamayu should be like it, with Chum is the prohibited thing. Now, B'sol Davke Nema, that Pasuk was said to Jewish people, the Levi Lebnei Noyach, and not to non-Jews. The Gemara on David Beis and Alv said it prohibited the monetary value of the Avodah Zarah. That's when the non-Jew intends to use that money to purchase another Avodah Zarah. When he's coming to convert oil for a chaybor to pay a debt, mutin it's permitted. It does not capture its esser by a non-Jew. Now he says, "Zvinu kol mai de islachu." Go first, sell whatever you have, and then convert. Now, mashallah, how you amal him levatla? Why didn't you just tell him nullify it? Bishvira by breaking it, and then meyochel amachra begarius, and then he can tell when he converted. Fishal yedaitem lemachra shlema because he wanted to sell it whole. Biyoykel levdeha when it's very expensive to those who worship it. And that's why he didn't give him the advice to break it. This is the Gemara says, not give him it off. You sell to those who worship it. It's not nullified. Here it's different because keeping the Taitai, since they're intending to convert, they're obviously not concerned about it, but therefore is nullifying it. And therefore, we'll have it to that wouldn't be the value of an Avodah Zar because that itself is a bittul. Next, this masal to begin with the Gemara of Dimashani Hasa. Maybe there was Divin giving the Tatai Legerayu. No, maybe because he had intention to convert, but Adam Batlu, there was nullifying it. But maybe it's not because of the Meir Badis Kachav. Says to his Hikshar Avra Bokhan. Rabbi Bokhan asked, Tenech Badis Kachavim, the Shaykh Babitl. That all makes sense for the Avodah Zarah for the idol, where Bittl nullification applies to it. Hayachim Limkur, they could have sold it, Vayadam Mutarma, and the money would be permitted. And that's what the Gemara's question is. El miyai nesach, but from wine of libation, zolei shaykh bebitl, where there is no nullification, it's takrebus of Avodah Zarah. Vafullah, and even so, Kamalu, he's telling them, zavinu komadi istalchu, sell whatever you have. Vim kain, if that's the case, tiv should buy, and you could answer the question, domashim techa braisa, because something in the braisa, you sold, shenei shabai bikachavim. When you have a Jew, that's a creditor by a non-Jew. Shemaska, what's a kachavim? Where the non-Jew mentioned, says, v'ibulcha yai nesach, I'll bring you the yai nesach. Vavulcha, and I'll bring it to you. Shemaski mentioned, "Abayz kav mevelach or yai nesach mevelach." Amad the nechalish name. Obviously, we're saying that they both have the same halacha. So, b'hashalik lemitli tamahetet. So, you can't say the reason why it's permitted b'shem bittel because nullification. Because the other case which we're comparing, the yai nesach lechayv bittel, there's no nullification. So you can say is the lo'ilam ayipasha lehen hetay yai nesach. You're right. That was obvious to the Gemara. The hetay yai nesach yisim me'abayz kachavim. The chamir is sugar, which has more severe issa. But the question would be, we're going to have a dessert itself. And I was saying, you're right, that it's also, but we attempted to say maybe by the dessert, it was simply because of his al-bittel. But you're right, and the Ayin would never entertain that. Next time, Smata begin the words, Gmarabal Amla Hemtim, Abelcha, Asa, but he tells him, wait, and I'll bring it to you, that's prohibited. So Rabbi Yitzchok, him adaptic, and Zahaloshin, he inferred from the wording, Hamtonly, wait for me, Kalim, in other words, Incho Yachal Ephraim, and Makamach, where you can't collect from anywhere else, but Sochat Lamtas, you gotta wait, Achemkut, until I sell it. Azuba the Asa, okay, then it's for sure prohibited. The rates of Hubin Kayuma, because then the Jew wants the Abbas to be maintained. Kugancha Inloy Ore Mimeno, like he has no guarantor from him. Vav Inloy Nachasmachem, he has no other assets, Yachalika Chayba, Miyada, where he could collect from his debt. Of Mieshli are, but if he has a guarantor, Shayach Lefroy, Makamachu, he could pay him somewhere else, then Enim Rasa Shalabi Gachavim Elis Klum, then the statement of the non Jew is not effective at all, because Nim Loikin says, because that wouldn't be the case. Every non Jew could just remove the debt that is owed to a Jew, because you could tell him these words, and the Jew's not going to have any benefit. So obviously, that wouldn't be the case.